Welcome back to The Road to Stormont, a Green Ball podcast special where we'll meet some of the best, funniest, most talented and dedicated people in Irish cricket ahead of the test match between Ireland men and Zimbabwe men. Last time we heard from players who were on the pitch building what was to come, and you can listen back on your favourite podcast app. But this episode we're talking to people who were there in Malahide for a big date with destiny. First up, we chatted to Andrew White.
Now, you were appointed national selector in 2017, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So not long after you're appointed, you're actually selecting the first test squad at Malahide.
It was a strange feeling, but it was also an amazing feeling because having been a player for the previous sort of 17 years or so, you know, to believe that we were actually at that stage was hard to take in. An awful lot of work had gone on, not only on the field of play, but behind the scenes, off the field to get us to test match status. It was a surreal moment in many ways, but a really pleasing and pivotal moment, I think, in Irish cricket history that we'd got to that stage.
So I remember that huddle in 2018, the round, and you were handing out the first inaugural test caps. How'd that feel?
Huge honour. I still remember being in the hotel room in Portmarnock the evening before and getting a message from Richard Holdsworth asking if I would like to present the caps the following morning. And it was a huge honour. And in fact, probably when I look back on my career in cricket, that's got to be up there as one of my proudest moments. As I mentioned, obviously as a player, you go through the process of trying to get us to a level, be it World Cup, all those Intercontinental Cup wins that we had, to put ourselves firmly on the map, but then to retire, to see Ireland achieve test match status. I was filled with pride anyway that the team had got to the occasion of their first test match, but then to be asked to present the caps to players that I had spent a lot of time with on the field was a huge honour.
Next up, it's Andrew Balburnie.
I'm here with Andrew Balburnie, Ireland men's test captain. Where are we today?
We're at Malahide Cricket Club, training before we head to Belfast next week.
Now, if we take you back to May 2018, on this very ground we're standing, the caps were handed out for the first test debut. How did you feel that morning?
Very emotional. It was an emotional day. It had built up for the whole week and then the first day, which was washed out. So, certainly it was nice it was nice bowling first, so we could kind of get out there as a group together and enjoy that kind of first session as a team. There had been a lot of players who had been through a lot. The O'Brien brothers, Ed Joyce, Gary Wilson, Will Porterfield, Boyd Rankin, guys who had been there from kind of the start of the Cricket Ireland buzz, if you like, from when we first played ODIs. And then we had people like Andrew White giving out the hats who kind of played in that generation beforehand. So there was a lot of kind of emotion. I think there was a lot of the senior guys that were clearly visibly emotional. But it was nice. It was a great occasion for the game in this country.
And here's Boyd Rankin.
What was it like to be the man who got to take the first test wicket for Ireland?
I suppose it's always great to do that. Obviously, like William Porterfield caught the catch, so he's obviously like a good friend. So yeah, I think I wasn't really thinking about first test wicket or first test wicket for Ireland. It was just obviously trying to take wickets for Ireland. It was another game. Obviously, it was a big game against Pakistan, but yeah, it was obviously brilliant to get that first wicket and get obviously a couple of early wickets.
Now it's Paul Sterling.
Yeah, that was a really special moment. I think particularly for the older guys to actually get into the ground, get our caps, get Pakistan to the ground. I know it rained on day one, but you know it had been a build up for a long period of time, and to see people like Tim Murtagh and Ed Joyce get to play Test cricket on their home island, like, it's pretty amazing.
If I had to force you to name one, what's your best moment in Test cricket so far?
I would have to say the win, definitely, in Abu Dhabi against Afghanistan. You know, it's one thing getting Test cricket, and it was a long road to get there, but to actually dream and be able to get that first victory and relatively quick time in comparison to other nations, I think it's really, really proud achievement for everyone involved. And it's something that we can hopefully move forward with. We've got a great opportunity against Zimbabwe coming up, and possibly against Zimbabwe and other teams in the future. So there's maybe a chance to get one or two more test wins in there, and I think that will really start the ball rolling.
Finally, here's Gary Wilson.
Coming forward to May 2018, we're here at Malahide. There's a huddle and caps are being presented. How did it feel to get your first test cap?
Yeah, it was quite an emotional day. A lot of hard work had gone into it, not just from the players, but from the staff, volunteers, people dating right back, people that were no longer alive. So it was. I think it was just a real appreciation that a lot of work had gone into it from absolutely everybody. And I think there was a big realization from us, the 11 guys that got to take the field, that we were representing so many other people that have ever been lucky enough to play for Ireland. And it was obviously a great occasion, great day. Nice that my Oliver had just been born, so he was there, but won't remember it. I think he was maybe 10 or 12 weeks old. My wife was there. My wife's family were there. My dad wasn't able to make it, and my mom had sadly passed away at the time. So that's, I suppose, a disappointment. But the rest of it, you know, just fond memories of the game, the day, sellout crowd. The weather wasn't great on day one, but it was just a great occasion.
And you, if I remember correctly, you batted with an elbow injury, or?
Yeah, Ben Smith, batting coach at the time, hit me in the warm up on day three. I think we bowled first, didn't we? And then we were warming up on day three, which was actually day two because the first day had been lost to rain.
Of course.
And one just leapt off a length, hit me in the back elbow, and my arm went numb. And Royce had to send me for an x-ray over at Santry there, and the report came back that there was a crack in it. So I was going around telling everyone that I was being a big hard man batting with a broken elbow, and it came back that the report was read wrong and it was just bruised. So I was out for a couple of weeks from that. Actually, I didn't play whenever I went back to England for a couple of weeks. It was a sore one.
Join us next time when we'll chat to people about what was happening next.